What happened?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Please let us pray. Eternal King of Glory, we thank you. The lover of our soul, we bless your name. The lifter of our head, we are grateful. Thank you for yet another opportunity to come before you. Not before any man, but you, the Almighty. Even as we are here this morning, Lord, we believe you are in our midst. That which man cannot do, do it for us. In the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, that you open up our heart to hear your word. Even when we hear, that the word will flourish therein. In the name of Jesus. I submit myself to you, O God, that you anoint my lips, so that your word that comes out of my mouth will be packed up with power unto performance, to transform, to deliver, to set free, to cause us to be drawn closer to you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. We are not mindful of the fact that the enemies might be lurking elsewhere, but we come in the power that is in your name and the authority that is in your word. And we say we trample them under our feet.
Amen.
So shall it be. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We started looking at the topic last Sunday. And I said we're going to continue today. And that is what we want to continue. A challenge for the new year. A challenge for the new year. I tried in the course of the week to make a PowerPoint for it. You can follow that. Or if you don't want, you can only follow as we go. But before we go, remember the illustration and how I told you God gave me this message, right? How many of us took up the challenge in the week? You truly look into your closet and you retain some things, and possibly you release some things, or maybe in the course of doing that, you remember some things. How many of us? God bless you, my brother. I told us, go into the week, look into your closet. And what was that closet? Your heart. I'm not talking of your wardrobe. Amen. But God used that as an illustration to draw our attention to the things that are spiritual. And so we are going to continue on part two of it. So we started last week, and we were looking at the first R, which is retain. Those things that we should retain. And we focus mainly on two subtopics there. That you need to retain your awareness of your foundation and your identity, who you are in Christ. If you do not know this, I'm wondering how the year will turn out to be. Because if you don't know who you are, I say it again with all sense of responsibility, it doesn't take anything to lose your identity. Particularly in this world that we live in now. And we equally look at the fact that you need to be focused. You need to be focused. Focused on what? On things that are eternal. You need to be focused on things that are eternal. On the need for you to grow deeper in your knowledge of Jesus. On the need for you to live a holy life, live an effective prayer life. These are some of the things we were able to share last Sunday. And so today we'll continue, even as we proceed to part two of it. But before we continue, I want us to read from our text once again. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. Colossians 3, verses 1 to 4. And I read from here. If then you have been raised with Christ, Seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, my life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. May the Lord bless the reading of his words in the name of Jesus. So like we were saying, even in the physical, when you go to clean up, when you go to declutter your garage, your basement, your wardrobe, you know, there are things you see there, it's like, why am I still keeping this here? What's he doing? This is no longer of value to me. I think I should let it go. Whether you garbage it or you give it to a blessing, because you know, the more you are keeping those things there, not only are they occupying space, they have no value. However, it may not be of value to you, it could be of value to someone else, right? But if you don't do that, what happens? You keep piling up junk. Keep piling up junk. Past, some of you think maybe that's the inheritance they want to pass to their children. That is not. So when you look into those things and you let go, what are you doing again? You are making room for new things to come. And I've experienced this in the course of my serving God to the glory of his name. I remember specifically, I think that was year 2004, thereabout. You know, we were in the parish back then, back home. I looked into my wardrobe that day. All these ties have to go. It's like, I don't need them again. And I went and gave them out. Lo and behold, months thereafter, people were just bringing ties. Bringing ties, like, does someone tell you that I need new ties again? That is how it can be so good. If we choose to decluster, if you choose to empty our closet, new things will come. Bring it back to your heart. If you choose to clean your heart, to purify your heart, to take away those garbage, God will begin to pour in new revelation, new understanding unto you. So, having used that as an illustration, we need to let go of some things. You need to release certain things. Please, yes, God bless you. So we are looking at a challenge for the new year 2023 part 2. And indeed, it's going to be a happy new year.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said there are things to release. What are the things we should release even as the children of the living God? What are the things that I should let go even as the children of the living God? I know many of us, we are born again. Many of us, we are tongue speaking. Maybe many of us were even powerful prayer people, which are excellent and very good. But then there are things that we still see in us that must go. That was exactly why Paul was encouraging the Colossian church on how to live their life in the newness they have found. I told us if we read chapters 1 and 2 of Colossians, it was about the new life they received. Then chapters 3 and 4 was now an instruction how to live that life. And that's exactly what we are talking about this morning. The things that we need to release, I say one of it is false doctrines, false doctrines. Please let's read Colossians 2, verse 8. Colossians 2, 8. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits. Did you hear that? Elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. Please look into that scripture very well. I want you to internalize it. And I trust the Holy Spirit will be speaking to you. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. False doctrines. What are they? Philosophies. Wisdom of men. Theories. Theorems. No, it is from science based proved. Don't let your heart be deceived by this. Why? Because all they are out for is to take your heart away from God. And remember, we were told in the first few verses of chapter 3 that you are a new person now. That you are a new person now. You have been rebirthed. Your heart should focus on things eternal, not things that human, by their knowledge, are trying to prove. That's why those of us who are students of history, who are recall of the philosophers or their philosophies, will discover that at the end of the day, they are trying to draw the heart of men away from their creator. Don't be deceived by false doctrine. Don't be deceived by vain deceit, empty tricks. And this is even so prevalent even in the Christendom today. Oh, you know what? They will tell you, in 6 months' time, I see you a millionaire. Empty deceit. If and only if you can sow the only $500 you have. Empty deceit. I would rather have said, okay, I want you to put your faith to work. Even in that little job that God has just given you now, be diligent. And continue to work hard. And continue to be focused. Then, God will bring the increase. Why? Because it's what told me, it's the one that will give you power to get wealth. Not that in 6 months time, you become a millionaire overnight. Vain deceit. Don't believe in those false doctrines. The rudiments of the world. The rudiments of the world. That was why I was laying emphasis on the elemental spirits of the world. W-O-R-L-D. Don't believe in them. They are out to deceive us. And these are all false doctrines. I am very, very careful to say this, and I mean it from all of my heart. This is so common in this part of the world. Oh, you can get to the auditorium, everywhere is in, you know, everything dimly. You think God is here. Meanwhile, all they are doing is to capture your heart. Then they begin to pour in their thoughts in you. And before you know it, you are held captive. Or you want to go back to God's own country? Yes, they are there too. They are there too. If only you can go to that three junction point at so time of the day, your problem is solved. That is not scriptural. Because what the Bible told us is, if only you can go into your physical closet get me into your physical closet and close the door upon yourself and turn and look up to God in healing. Not at that 3-point judgment. They want to hold you captive. Some can even tell them, go by Atlantic Ocean to Bath. Does that cleanse you? No. By the time they hold them captive, they begin to drain them until they drain them dry. First doctrines. Brethren, the things we need to release, I want to believe most of you, or let me take that as an assumption, that all of you listening, either right here or on the screen, you are no longer living in this. Because if you are still doing this, or they are doing it on your behalf, then your heart is still focused on things of the world. Foolish demands. What are the foolish demands that we're talking about? Colossians 2:16-17. I read again. Therefore, let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink, or with regard to a festival, or a new moon, or a Sabbath. These are the shadows of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Let no one disqualify you, insisting on asceticism and worship of angels, going on in details about visions, puffed up with reason by his sensuous mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom the whole body nourished and knit together through its joints and ligaments, grows with a growth that is from God. Let no one deceive you into this. Let no one bring you into condemnation. If God has told you, my dear son, my dear brother, that was who you were in the past, but you are no longer that now, having given your life to me, let them not use those paths to haunt you again. And this they do. Oh, I remember 20 years ago, you were like this, you were like that. They are using those things to bring you into condemnation, the condemnation that Christ has wiped out. I don't know, and I want to believe we are all feeding ourselves from righteousness. Because the source of feeding is so numerous now. You can Google whatever on the internet. Anybody can say, I am prayer evangelist, prophet, whatever. But then, before you get hooked up, look for their fruit. By their fruit, you will know them. What are those things that we must release when it comes to flesh? Fleshy deeds, common sins. This is still very prevalent amongst us. Oh, that brother, no, I have nothing to do with him again. Oh, you have been made to believe the wife of your youth is now your enemy. She's the one who doesn't want you to have progress. Lie of the devil. Don't believe that. Oh, my wife. Oh, no, she doesn't want me. In fact, she wants to control my life now. Those are lies of the devil. And this is why we need that renewal from time to time. What was the wife to you in the first place? We all know it. A help. If you don't see her so, but you are made to believe that she's your enemy, you allow your uncles, your aunties, your brothers and sisters pretending they love you. They don't. I can tell you this boldly. Because when the sheaves are down, it is that woman that will be with you. That is the one sent to be your help. Uncleanliness, impurity, These are things we must release. Inordinate affection, wicked passions. Don't spend your time. Don't waste your life rummaging internet, watching pornographies. Don't. When God has given you your beautiful wife or your husband to enjoy. If you are in this, I pray the Lord God will deliver you. Mm-hmm. Go and read the book of Proverbs. Strange women, they are out to destroy you, nothing more than that. And when the deal is done, they are out. Let us release all of this. Anger. That is deep, smoldering bitterness. Is burning you. You might come here on a Sunday to lift up holy hands, but deep inside of you, you are raging with anger. You don't even want to set eyes on him or her. We need to release this, because this year must be happy. In the name of Jesus. Malice. When you get home again, I encourage us, like I did last Sunday, read the whole book of Colossians on how to live. Blasphemy. Please, don't do this. I know many of us will not blaspheme God, but we can insult and belittle our brothers and sisters. That's blasphemy. Oh, is she the only one they should fish on? Oh, are they the only one who can sing? If you can sing, go there, go and talk to the leader. You don't need to slander those who are doing it. And again, maybe your opportunity is not come. Wait. The Lord God bless us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Things to release. Filthy communication. Abusive speech. Oh, that is who I am. You can talk recklessly. You don't know you are damaging the spirit of another person. That's not fair. Like the children will say, that's not fair. Don't damage the emotion of your brother or sister. That does not help. For this year to be a happy one, don't do that. If you continue to do that, it cannot be. I am sorry. It's not going to be a happy year. Because that's what you preoccupy your heart to do. And there's no one who can be doing any of this that will make it. Praise God. Next slide. We have talked so much about things to release. Things to remember. This is the last hour. Things to remember. We need to remember that there has been a death. Do we remember that? We must live in this consciousness that someone has paid the price for my sin. Not just ordinary payment, he paid with his life. The kind of death that none of us can even go through in this world again. Someone has paid that price. We must live in this consciousness at all times. If we do, you will discover that to let those things go becomes easier. But if you don't still have this at the back of your heart or in your heart at all times, you will still think you are your old self. But we were told we are no longer. We used to do that before. But now, no. Now, no. Just like I shared last Sunday, even for our youth, if you have been encouraged over and over to be going to 7-Eleven, now stop it. Did we hear that? Please stop it. Tell them, my primary focus now is my study. Get me right, because some of you might be saying, oh, Pastor, should we not socialize? Should we not mingle? Should we not mingle with people that have the same focus as you are? People will help you in your journey in life. Glory be to God. Those of you who are here during the Sunday school. Our sister was sharing. He said there are people that have been positioned in your life. Now, they are hard on you. That is your thinking. but they are helping you to fulfill your destiny. Those are the people you should focus on. Any of your friends that will not help you to advance in your study, or that will help you to advance in loving God, please move away from them. God will bring those people to you. Did we hear that? In fact, when our sister was sharing that experience, I was just thanking God on behalf of my late pastor. Each time I remember him, I thank God for his life. This man labored on me. Seriously, tenaciously. And each time I would say, God, thank you for Pastor Otuzoya. He worked hard on me. Oh, it wasn't pleasant for me. Oh, I was so rude on a number of occasions. But he said, for you, I knew what God showed me about you. And whatever it will take for you to fulfill it, I am ready for you. We are in the same process. You know. Oh, you go to suddenly you are late. Please. Wow, where did God say? Go back. Go and do that. Yes, I did all of that. It was, I was thinking that was this man's problem. But later I knew that, oh, God actually positioned me to help me. Your mom is saying, don't do that. You think mom is old school. Who tells you? You've never been to that school. She's been there. Daddy said, look, I don't want this guy with you. You think daddy doesn't like you? If daddy doesn't like you, who else did daddy like? It's because of his love. And that's God for us. What does the Bible say? He said, God chastised those that he loves. It's out of his love. And that's exactly what your earthly father who is in Christ or who knows Christ is doing. I told my son, I dropped him off in one of those days. He went to attend the birthday ceremony of a young girl, I think, of our school. They were instructing him to put up the phone. They were encouraging him, you don't need to go out. But I told them, no, I know my dad will be here to pick me at this time. I can't put off my phone. This is how they can attack us. This is how they can bring us down. But you are the one who say, you know what? I don't want to come down. Amen. The Lord God will help us. Amen. We will not come down. Amen. Even in this journey that we are on. Even men, adults. There are things demanding us not to follow this God. So many. Finance, job, career, study. Yes, they will always be there, but let's prioritize God. There are many that have all of the certificates, even at that, they are not that happy. So what's the joy in it if you have everything? Even some, they have so much money, you hear that they take their life, you will be wondering. Because God is not part of them. This year is a happy year. And we must live in this consciousness. We must remember that there was a death. Please, let's read Romans 6, verse 11. Romans 6, verse 11. So you also must consider yourself dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Remember, that was told, we were told in that, in that Colossians that we read. Our life is now hid in Christ with God. We must always remember that Jesus Christ paid a sum. He paid what we can't even quantify for us. And that's why my heart burns when I see someone who has said, I profess Jesus as Lord and Savior, and we still see all of those things in them. Those things that they ought to have released, they're still holding on to them. And they are living a miserable life. It pains my heart. And tells me that maybe they were not honest to themselves in the first place. When we have this understanding, you discover that you grow in the truth and the word of God. You want to know him more. And I pray we will be there in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We need to know that there has been a deposit. There has been a deposit. To read Colossians 3:3b. A deposit of a new life. That's why I said, don't allow them to put you in captivity by the things that God has erased concerning you. Don't allow them. They will even tell you, you did that 6 years ago. This is my time to pay back. Tell them, no, God has paid. Jesus Christ has paid for that. You can no longer drag me back. Huh? A deposit has been made concerning us. And that deposit was the life of Jesus Christ. He has imparted a new life to us. And this is why we have his divine nature, as we find in 2 Peter 1:4. And it is this divine nature that guarantees us eternal life. Do you have that divine nature? Or are you still living in your old self? Though you are here every Sunday to make up the number, though you pay your tithe to do all the religious activities, please let's come off that. Be real. Let's be real to ourselves. And the Lord God help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I said there has been a dream. And what was that dream? It was a dream that Jesus Christ himself had concerning you and me. That we might be where he is with his Father. That was the dream. Will you allow the dream to come to pass? If you are living in a way that does not glorify him, that dream will not come to pass. That's just the truth. I still want us to go back to Colossians chapter 3. Let's focus on verse 4 again. Colossians 3, verse 4 again. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. That is the dream. That's what Christ wants. He's coming back. You believe?
Yes.
He's coming back. So if he comes back, will he meet with you? Will he be proud enough to say, oh, my dear son, my dear daughter, you have done well. You are going with me. If you can't answer affirmatively, please, by the reason of this message, go home. Go to your closet. Unfold. Open it up and talk to him. His mercy will speak for us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I want us to know, and our brother uses to pray, that evil one is there, always seeking to make sure that all we have in our closet is garbage, and that is the devil. And we have been once seriously. Jesus Christ himself, he was the one who told us in John 10:10. He's a thief. All he wants is to kill, to destroy. Why will you allow him to destroy your job? Why will you allow him to kill you spiritually? Why? Why will you allow him to continue to deposit his garbage in your heart? Don't give him room. Don't open up your heart to him this year. And the Lord God will help you, will help me.
Yeah.
And that was why Jesus said, for me, the Son of the Living God, I came that you may have life. That was my dream. Not just have life, have it more abundantly. Do you get the dream? Will you allow the dream to come to pass? Will you remember there was a debt, there was a deposit, and there was a dream? It's my prayer as we go in the year, the Holy Spirit will continue to reveal this message to us, bring it to our hearts, so that this year You will manifest. I will manifest in His glory. In the name of Jesus. It's a challenging year. The issues of life will always be there. But no, there are things you need to retain. There are things you need to release. And there are things you need to remember. Let's conclude. Conclusion. It is the next slide. Yes, God bless you. I say, are there things in your life that need to be retained, some things to be released? It's a time to do our heart check, our process check. You need to look inward now. Do you need to lay down some of the things mentioned in this message? You need to let them go. You need to release them. Next slide. Do you remember heaven is our ultimate home? Please take a close look at the closet that is your heart. Search, sort, and dispose. Do you get that? Take a close look at your closet, like we did in the physical, right? And what do? You search. As you are searching, you see some things, you keep them because they are good, they are valid. You see some, they are garbage. And you see, oh, this one, they have to go. And there are some, you pick them. Oh my goodness, I remember them. This was when Kiki was 3 years old. It's a treasure, I'll keep it. Right? Take a close look at your closet, your heart. Search, sort, and dispose. If the Lord has spoken to your heart, open up to Him. If you need to be saved, you can do that even now. If He's calling you, then you need to come to Him and be saved. The Lord bless His ways. And graft it in our heart.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's rise to our feet. We want to pray that, Father, if there are earthly things that are still in me, that will not make me to be rapturable, Father, help me to release them. Pray. Sexual immorality, evil passion, evil desire, covetousness must go to live for me, must shun to anger, slander, malice, wrath. Pray against these things. I don't want us to pretend. So leave a shut up. Lord, help me to do away with anger. Any little thing you are raging, you are boiling. Pray. These are things that you need to release. You are the one. When a program is put together, all you are thinking is how to scatter it. That is evil. Instead of you praying to support those that are planning, you are the one who wants to scatter. Ah, that is not good. You can't afford to do that this year. Oh, you are still living in deception. Pray, the Lord, open my eyes to the truth of your word. That I will not allow empty philosophy, vain deceit, tradition of men to hold me captive. Evil influence of friends, people that are going nowhere, they want to carry you along so that you can go into the deep with them. And the Lord God will deliver such individual here today. Or if you are hearing this message, either online, in the mighty name of Jesus, if you have been held captive, they say if you do that, you will die. I pronounce unto you, you will live, you will not die. Because the Lord God Himself is rescuing you from the hands of the devil and his agents. In the name of Jesus, remember there was a dream that Jesus had concerning you. It is that you will make it to heaven is that eternal hope is your goal. Pursuitish. He said, set your heart on things of heaven, not earthly things. Help us, O God, to live in this awareness at all times. We were taught, especially concerning the young ones, the best legacy we can give them is to show them the way of the Lord and nurture them in that way, so that when they are grown up, they will not depart. That is the scripture, and it will not be broken, because God cannot lie. Just let us do our part. Train them in the way of the Lord. Some might be a little reluctant, some might be recalcitrant, but keep on doing it. The Lord God will cause His word to flourish in their lives. Help us, Lord, as your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, my Father. Thank you for bringing this message, even to draw our attention to the things we are doing that we can relate to bring it to our spiritual life. As many that are here crying, saying, Lord, help me to release this. My Father, please answer them in the name of Jesus. Help me to remember at all times that you pay the price concerning it, that in you I have a new life now. Help me, O God. Help your people, O God, your church. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
I want you to turn to your neighbor and pray, my brother, my sister. As you go in the week, it shall be well with you. As you go in the week, the Lord, God will cause His face to shine upon you. As you go in the week, the devil will not deceive you. Even if they try, the word of God will be quickened in your heart. And you'll be able to say unto the devil, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, our Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Let's be seated. God bless you. I won't close the message yet. Please, if you want to give